亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师的一系列信息，耶稣显明神。今天这篇信息的题目是他说一句话的权柄，讲到我们的信心在于明白耶稣话语里面所带的权柄，让我们一起来分享。
We're still on our theme of finding outWho this God is that Jesus came to reveal to us, His Father.
我们的主题仍然是在讲耶稣要来显明的这位神，就是他的父是谁。
He plainly told His disciples.
他很清楚地告诉他的门徒。
That they would learn to know God by the things that He did.
他们会借着耶稣所做的事情。
By the works that He did.
认识神，借着耶稣所做的功。
If they couldn't believe the words that He said.
如果他们没有办法相信耶稣所说的话。
Then believe the things that I do.
那么也当信我所做的事情。
Because he again said to the disciples, "If you've seen me, you've seen my Father God."
因为他也对他的门徒说过，你若看见了我，就是看见了我的父神。
So we're looking at the things that Jesus did, especially the miracles, and a little bit of what those miracles imply.
所以我们一直在看耶稣所行的神迹，还有这些神迹所暗示的意思是什么。
And we went through the book of John with that in mind.
我们带着这个主题已经看了约翰福音。
But now we're beginning to go through the book of Matthew.
现在我们要来开始看马太福音。
We'll be in chapter 8.
我们看到第八章。
And we'll read from 5 through to verse 13.
我们从第五节一起看到第十三节，马太福音第八章第五到十三节。耶稣进了加百农，有一个百夫长进前来求他说，主啊，我的仆人害瘫患病，躺在家里甚是疼苦。耶稣说，我去医治他。百夫长回答说，主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说，我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。耶稣对百夫长说，你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了。那时他的仆人就好了。
Now there's one thing especially that is extraordinary about this story.
这个故事有一点是特别不寻常的。
And that is that he manifested such a great faith.
就是他表现出了这么大的信心。
So much so that Jesus was surprised.
他的信心这么大，让耶稣都惊奇了。
And he was astounded.
而且他就非常的惊讶。
Furthermore, this man with great faith was not what we would call a Christian.
而且这个带着很大的信心的人，并不是我们所称的基督徒。
He was a Roman.
他是罗马人。
He was not Jewish. He did not belong to the temple.
他不是犹太人，他不属于圣殿。
He was not a religious man.
他不是一个宗教人士。
And yet, he had this extraordinary faith.
然而他却有这么不寻常的信心。
And it makes one ponder and think, well, where did his faith come from?
这就会让人去思索他的信心是从哪里来的呢？
Why is it that he had more faith than all the people that were, we would call them God's children?
为什么他有的信心比我们所称所有神的儿女都要来得大呢？
Or members of the church.
或是教会的成员来得大呢？
Or call them Christians.
或是我们所称的基督徒。
Where did he get such extraordinary faith?
他这么不寻常的信心是从哪里得来的呢？
His faith was extraordinary because not only did Jesus have to come and touch him and minister to him personally.
他的信心不寻常，不只是因为说要耶稣来，就是他不用耶稣去来摸着他。
That won't be necessary.
他甚至对耶稣说，这个是不必要的。
Just speak the word.
只要你讲一句话就好。
Just say it.
你只要说。
And that was even more extraordinary.
这个更不寻常了。
No one had ever done that before with Jesus.
从来就没有人对耶稣这样做过。
It's true that Jesus healed the demon-possessed daughter of the woman from Sidon.
的确，耶稣医好了从西顿来的那个女人，她的女儿被鬼附的。
But she didn't ask it or expect it.
但是她并没有这样期待，也没有这样子求。
But this man had this faith.
但是这个人有信心。
And as I said before, it astounded Jesus.
就像我前面讲的，这信心叫耶稣非常的吃惊。
And so that calls me to examine, well, where did it come from?
所以这就使我来想要考察说，这样的信心是从哪里来的呢？
Would you like to have faith like that?
你喜不喜欢有这样子的信心呢？
I'm sure I would.
我想的话，我也要这样的信心。
And looking at it, I'm sure there's a key in there, so I start looking for it.
我在看这个时候，我想当中一定有一个关键，所以我就开始去找这个关键。
And the first thing I find out, he's a military man.
我发现的第一点就是他是一个军人。
He's not a Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
He's not a religious man.
他不是一个宗教的人士。
He's a soldier.
他是军人。
But not just a common soldier.
但不是一个普通的军人。
He's an officer.
他是一个官。
He's a commissioned officer.
他是一个受了委任的官。
He says of himself.
他说他自己。
First of all, he said.
首先他说。
I am a man under authority.
我在人的权柄下。
Mm-hmm. A military man. That's the first thing he learns is to be under authority.
一个军人他学会的第一点就是在人的权柄下。
You say yes, sir, and do not answer back.
他会说好的是的他绝对不能够回嘴
As one military man said in my presence
曾经有一个军人对我的在我的面前这样说
I'm not interested in your explanations I'm interested in obedience
我对你的解释不感兴趣我所感兴趣的是服从
They expect absolute obedience
他们期待会有绝对的服从
And that's the first thing they learn in training They learn it in boot camp
这就是他们在新兵的时候训练的时候所要学习的第一点
You do not question an order
你对别人下的命令你不可以有疑问
You do it, that's all
你就照着做就只有这样子
However silly it seems
不管这个命令看起来多么傻
I know one young man told me when he went into boot camp
我知道一个年轻人告诉我当他新兵受训的时候
They had 8 men on a detail
他们有八个人
and they had to dig a hole that was 4 feet square
他们必须挖一个洞
the walls had to be smooth
4 feet square 必须是四尺正方的
and absolutely level and perpendicular
那个墙然后那个墙壁呢必须是绝对的平的是垂直的
and he came and checked on them until that was smooth wall and smooth floor
然后别人就会来检查看他那个墙壁是不是很
perfectly square
然后而且地上也是很平滑
and absolutely perpendicular
就是要绝对的是正方的而且是要垂直的
saying, why does it have to be so perfect for
那他就说为什么一定要这么完美呢
but they did it
但是他们照做了
it was all done
当一切都做完之后他满意了
said all right now fill it up again
好现在把这个全部再填起来
why
为什么
so they learn obedience regardless of why
好让他们能够学会顺服而不管为什么
Why was not important
为什么不重要
Obedience was important
顺服才是重要的
Because you see if they're not trained that way when it comes to time for battle
因为如果他们没有受过这样的训练等到打仗的时候来了
And they're told to go into something where it's danger
上面下令要他们去一个危险的地方
They know it's better to go if I'm going to get killed there and not here
那他们会知道我宁可到战场上被人杀死也不要在这里就被杀了
There I got a chance of being wounded
我在那里会有机会受伤
Disobedience in war means you get hung
但是如果在战时不服从的话意思就是会被吊死
He would run the chance of being wounded
他们宁可冒这个危险会受伤好了
You obey
你顺服
In other words he had first learned authority
换句话说他首先学会了权柄
He first learned obedience
他 首先学会的是顺服。
He first learned the power of the word of a man in authority.
他首先的学会的就是一个当权的人，他的话是有能力的。
It was unbreakable.
是没有办法违抗的。
You never thought of the fact that you broke an order.
你绝对不会有一个意念说你要去违抗一个命令。
You did it.
你就是照着做。
And when that was deeply ingrained,
当那个深深的植在你的内心
and he progressed,
而且当这个东西渐渐的进步了
it goes to his next step.
他就到了他的下一步。
And I have soldiers under me.
他说我也有兵在我以下。
He was not only under authority.
他不只是在人的权柄下。
He was in authority.
而且现在他自己也有了权柄。
Because always there's somebody over.An authority.
因为权柄总是有一阶一阶有人在你的上面的。
Even the President of the United States found out that he was not higher than the law.
甚至美国总统也发现他没有办法比法律更高。
And that's why Nixon lost his presidency.
这就是为什么尼克森总统失去了他的职位。
Authority is delegated.
权柄是被指派的。
Authority comes from authority.
权柄是从权柄而来。
It does not come from oneself.
不是从自己来的。
It's just not assumed.
不是我们自己以为自己有。
A man cannot assume to be a policeman.
一个人不能够自己当自己要去做一个警察。
He has to be hired, trained, and approved, and then he is a policeman.
他必须被人雇佣，受了训练，而
且
被证明说他是一个警察，这样子。
And we recognize that authority.
我们也认出这样子的权柄。
And we know we obey a policeman or else.
我们知道我们一定要。服从警察，不然的话
，If not, we get in trouble.
如果不这样做，我们就会有麻烦。
Because he has a little badge there that says he's an authority.
因为他这边有一个警徽，知道说他是当权的。
And so we obey that authority not because his name is Mr. Johnson, but it's because he has a badge that gives him that authority.
所以我们顺服他不是因为说因为说他的名字叫做某某先生而是说
It's what he is.
而是说他的警徽说明了不在于他是谁而在于他是什么
And he says I say to this one under me I tell him to go and he goes
他说我对那个在我下面的人说去他就去
And I tell him to come he says yeah just a minute No he said yes sir
我告诉他来他说哦待会儿不他不是这样的他是说好是的然后马上就来换句话说
As a military man, he was deeply ingrained in the power of the word from authority.
换句话说，身为一个军人，他内心深处有很深的这种看法，就是对于话语的权柄。如果他说了
，That man under him dared not disobey it.
在他下面的人不敢不服从。
And if his authority said it,
如果是他的权柄说了
，He dared not disobey it.
在他上面的人说了他自己也不敢不服从
And he recognized the authority in Jesus.
他体认了耶稣身上的权柄
Recognizing the authority is the beginning of learning to know have faith.
承认这权柄就是信心的开始
How can I believe that God will heal you and pray for youAnd the demon of sickness will have to leave you.
我怎么能够相信神会医治你，然后为你祷告，然后疾病的灵会离开你
？At the word of God.
按着神的话语。
And at my prayer in His name.
而且是按着他的奉他的名来祷告。
If at the same time I don't have to obey God.
如果同时我自己不必服从顺服神的话
，I can do whatever I want to.
我就是自己为所欲为。
Then I would have no faith, not at all.
这样子我不会有信心，一点都不会有。
That.The devil is going to leave you alone.
魔鬼他就会根本不管你。
If I don't have to, then they don't have to.
如果我不必服从的话，他们也不必服从。
You see what I mean?
知道我的意思吗？
He had learned that in order to come into that faith, he had learned the power of authority and the power of the word of authority.
为了要进到那个信心里面，他已经学会了权柄，还有这个权柄的能力。
Whatever his general or in this case probably a lieutenant or maybe a captain
不管他的
whatever he said and told him to do he would have to do it
不管他的上级或者是将军或者是上校不管是什么告诉他要做什么他都一定得做不管说的是什么
important how difficult
不管是多么重要或是多么困难。
No important how humiliating.
不管说是多么羞辱人都不重要。
No important what it would cost them to do it.
他们做这个事情要付上什么代价也不重要。
Even if it cost their life.
即使要让他们丧命。
They would have to do it.
他们还是一定得做。
There is a very famous story.
有一个很有名的故事。
Of a Roman general.
是罗马将军的故事。
That had such authority over his troops.
他对他的军队非常的有权柄。
That it was very, very noted, very famous.
因此是就是很有名的事情。
And another Roman general came to visit.
有另外一个罗马将军来拜访他。
And he did not believe all these stories he heard about this man's army.
他不相信他所听说到的关于这个将军军队的故事。
So he said, prove it to me.
所以他说你就跟我证明。
They were on a cliff over in Spain.
他们在西班牙在一个悬崖边。
Overlooking a sea.
往下看就是海。
A steep rocky cliff that went 200 feet down.
那个悬崖很陡往下有200尺深。
And overlooking the sea, the two generals were sitting in their tent.
那两位将军坐在他们的帐篷里面往下看看海。
Tell me that your soul to do anything you told them to do.
那个其中一个将军就跟另外一个将军说你不可能告诉我说你的军人会做你告诉他们做的任何要做任何事情他说我跟你证明
He called out 50 soldiers
他就叫50个军人出来
He had them stand before him and salute
叫他们站在这将军面前就跟他敬礼
They said, turn around
然后说转过身来他们说转过身
Face the sea
面对着海
March forward
然后前进
Until I tell you to stop
直到我告诉你们停止
He never told them to stop
他从来就没有告诉他们停止
All 50 marched over
所有50个人全部都到了海里面去了
Visiting general said I believe it
那位来访的将军就说我相信了
It makes no difference The order cannot be broken
这个所下的命令是没有办法被违反的怎么样都没有差别
That's military
这就是军队里面的。
Aren't you glad you're not in the army?
你是不是很高兴你不在军队里面
？That's military.
这是军队的。
There had to be that understanding of the power of the word of authority.
我们必须先了解到那个当权的人的话语的能力。
Because the power is in the word of authority.
因为这个能力是在权柄的话语里面。
Then it has its real power in the authority himself.
所以他真正的能力就是在这权柄里。
Whatever he said,
不管他说什么
has the same power.
都有同样的能力。
Whatever order he gives has the same power.
不管他下什么样的命令都有同样的能力。
Small one or a big one.
不管是小的还是大的。
A hard one or an easy one.
不管是难的还是容易的。
Now this man was raised in that.
这个人是在这样子的环境里面成长
Deeply ingrained into him.
这已经深深地种在他的心里面了
And he recognized the authority of Jesus Christ.
而且他认出了耶稣基督的权柄
You know, when you stand in the presence of someone that has authority, you just know that of yourself.
当你站在一个有权柄的人面前你自己就是会知道
His bearing, his way of speaking.
看着他的品格他所讲话的样子
His attitude.
他的态度
You begin to realize,Yes, sir.
你就会开始发现了，是的。
It comes an awe over you.
你里面就会产生一种敬畏。
If you went tomorrow morning and just visited the mayor,
如果你明天早上去拜访市长
you'd have some strange feelings inside.
你里面就会有奇特的感觉。
You want to be sure you did and said the right thing.
你希望你所做的事情还有讲的话都是对的。
You'd have a certain reverence, a certain awe.
你会有某种的尊敬某种的敬畏
And he's on the lower realm of authority.
而市长还是当权的人的比较低的层次
How much more if you visited the United States president?
更何况如果你去拜访美国的总统呢
Oh, your heart would beat rapidly.
你的心会跳得很快的
You'd be very nervous.
你会很紧张
You'd be shaking.
你会发抖
Why?
为什么
He's not a man.
他只是另外一个人而已啊、
oh, no.
不是的
It's a high authority.
他是高的当权的人
of that authority.
而且他也会意识到那个权柄
If he saw something that was really displeasing or if you said something that was not pleasing
如果他做了一些事情或者讲一些话真的是不讨人欢喜的
All he would have to do is just give a signal to one of the men there and they would take you away quick
那他只要跟那边的人打一个手势他的手下就会把你给带走的
because he's an authority.
因为他是当权的人。
Nobody would question it.
没有人会发出问题。
That's why this man had so much faith.
这就是为什么这个人有这么大的信心。
The presence of Jesus, and he recognized the authority.
在耶稣的面前，他认出了权柄。
Possibly he saw some other people healed or heard of it.
或许他看过别的人得医治，或许他听说了。
However, he came to that knowledge. He had the knowledge this man is an authority, and his troops have to obey him.
不管他是怎么样得到这样的知识，反正他就是知道说这个人有权柄，而且他的军队必须服从他。
I don't know just how he knew that.
我不晓得他是怎么样知道这一点的。
Because I do know it's true.
因为我确实知道这是真的。
Jesus said, if I wanted to, I could call 12 legions of angels out of heaven to take care of you people.
耶稣说，如果我要的话，我可以从天上叫十二营天使下来，来处理你们这些人。
He had plenty of servants.
他有很多的仆人。
He had plenty of soldiers.
有很多的军人。
He had the armies of God.
他有神的军队。
He didn't use them.
他没有用。
For which I'm thankful.
他没有用他们，这个是我很感谢的。
And he did use them for other things.
但是他确实有用这些东西来为做别的事情。
And this man recognized that some way this man has an authority, and he speaks a word, and it just takes place.
这个人他就认出来说，耶稣是有权柄的，他一讲话，事情就会发生。
He rebuked the wind and said, wind, stop blowing.
他斥着风说，风，你不要再吹了。
Still.
就是静止下来。
And they did.
风就听了。
Now, wind is a wind.
风是风啊。
It's part of our world.
是我们世界的一部分。
It's material.
是物质的。
Not a heavy material, but it's a material.
不是重的物质，但是是物质。
You can feel it blow on your face.
你可以感觉到风吹在你的脸上。
How did he stop it?
他是怎么样止住风的呢？
What means did he use?
他用了什么样的方法呢?
I don't know.
我不知道。
But I know he calls to the angels of the four corners of the wind, four corners of the earth, and says, blow.
但是我知道他叫地的四极的天使说吹啊。
So in this case, he says, stop blowing.
而在这个情况下，他就说停止吹。
He has servants.
他有仆人。
They obey him.
他们都听从他。
And this man knew that.
这个人知道这一点。
I don't know if he knew the word angels. Maybe never heard of an angel.
我想或许他不晓得天使的事情，可能他从来就没有听说过。
But he knew that this man has some people working for him.
但是他知道这个人有一些人在替他工作的。
Because he said, I have some servants under me.
因为他说我有一些仆人在我的权下。
I have some soldiers under me.
我有一些军人在我的
权下。I tell them to go and they go.
我告诉他们要去，他们就去。
I tell them peel potatoes and they peel potatoes.
我告诉他们要给马铃薯削皮，他们就削皮。
I tell them to dig a trench and they're going to dig a trench.
我告诉他们要挖战壕，他们就挖。
And so his reasoning went, if that's so for me,
所以他的理智就在思考了。
Then he's got servants too. I can't see them.
如果对我来说是这样子的话，那么他也有仆人，虽然我看不见。
And so he thought, if I can just get him to give an order.
是他，所以他想说，只要我能够让他下个命令。
If he'll just speak the word.
只要他说一句话就好了。
My servant can be healed.
我的仆人就会得医治。
And that's what he did.
这就是他做的事情。
And Jesus said, well, I'll come to your house.
耶稣说好，我到你家去。
And he said, no, that's not necessary.
他说不，这个是不必要。
He thought that this man was like everybody else. You have to come and put your hands on him and rebuke the devil and pray for him.
他想说这个人应该要像其他的人一样，就是要
no, you don't need to do that.
要按手，然后去为他的祷告，然后斥责魔鬼，就是这样子。他说不必了。他说你只要说一句话。
You know, that's the basis of faith anyway, is the word.
其实信心的基础就是话语。
He had to get Jesus to speak the word.
他必须要让耶稣说一句话出来。
Nothing would have happened otherwise.
不然的话，没有任何事情会发生。
See, that's where faith originates, is in faith in the word and the spoken word.
这就是信心的来源，就是信心是在于这话语，而且这话语是被讲出来的话语。
If I have faith in the word and nobody speaks it,
如果我对这话语有信心而没有人说，
well, nothing happens.
那没有事情会发生。
If he speaks the word and I don't believe it,
如果他讲了一句话而我不相信，
well, nothing happened.
那么没有事情会发生。
But if I can get him to speak the word,
但是如果我能够使他说出这话，
I know that that word is going to be accomplished.
我知道这话语就必定会实现。